And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kevin on stage. She's
that chick angel.
Welcome to the podcast. Banger, all 2020. Welcome to Here's the Thing. God bless you. This week on the road, we are in Newark, New Jersey, which is already sold out, and Toronto, Canada.
Toronto.
Get your tickets now. Go to kevonstage.com. There's only 5 shows left. There's Toronto, Newark. Then next week, we got Birmingham, Nashville, and Memphis. And then we are done. God bless you. God keep you. We are so grateful that you come to see us. And if you didn't come to see us, we're grateful that you are alive and you have another chance. So wherever you are in the world, come to Birmingham, Nashville, or Memphis. It ain't Rahway. It's Newark. Technically, it is Rahway, but I'm not typing that.
Deal with it. He said I'm not doing it.
Angel Church announcements, anything you have to share with the people of God?
Mocha Masterclass, if you missed it, you can still purchase the replay. The replay will be up. Replay will be up until June 16th. Also, as always, shopmamalikes.com. Come on over there and get your bonnets and your moo-moos and all the things, all the other things you need. Shop mamalikes.com. That's it. That's y'all.
All right. We've got a lot of things to cover today. Let's start out with Louisiana had a crazy weekend. First, I believe 10 prisoners broke out of a prison or a jail in New Orleans over the weekend. As of now, I believe
they still out here in these streets.
I think there's 7 left.
Seven? I think 7 are still on the loose, and 3 are, hold on, I'm double checking.
I don't think my docket refreshed. Hold on, but I see new things.
7 at large.
Still 7?
That's what Alicia Cheek said.
Okay, yeah. 7 out of 10 are still at large. 3 were caught, one of whom went live and was caught like the next day.
What? Why did he go live? Like it wasn't gonna be able to trace all that.
They got the FBI in on it now, man. Do not even carry a phone.
I mean, obviously, you know, I imagine you don't have a lot of funds to, like, flee the country, all that, especially on such short notice. But going live, why would you go live? And I'm a social media content creator. Why would you go live if your goal is to actually stay out of prison?
Maybe he watched the Kevin on Stage Masterclass in jail, and when he came out, he was like, I gotta start now, because it's now or never. Like,
if you don't post, you're not going to make it.
I need to add a little addendum to the masterclass that says, if you escape prison, do not use social media. But you would think that you wouldn't need to be told to not go on the gram.
No. You do need to go on the gram, but you got to wait until you get out of the country, and then you got to be on the gram.
My thing was, one of the guys was caught in the French Quarter. You're going to go to the one place in New Orleans that has the most police activity on a regular day, and you're going to try to hide under a car in the French Quarter?
I want to know, what did they catch him in the nighttime under the car? What was under the car? What was the deal under the car?
Oh, somebody said one of the inmates was your neighbor.
Oh, wait a minute. Your neighbor outside or your neighbor in prison?
Oh, Lord.
Like, is that which way? They said that there was no way for anybody to get out of this prison without help.
Oh, yeah. When I watched a movie on prison breaks, Sylvester Stallone, which means this is true, he said you need 3 things. You need a plan, time, and inside help. He was like, you're not breaking out of prison without inside help. And apparently the story goes that, well, there was a picture of them. It looks like they ripped the toilet out of the wall.
Yeah.
They wrote on the wall, too easy, LOL. I'm wrong. Scratch out, we innocent.
Now you get smiley face.
And then they all ran out of the prison. And from what I was reading in the article, the tape wasn't checked for like 8 hours. So they weren't noticed.
It was at nighttime.
For like 8 hours.
That's why it was too easy with 1-0.
That's Jay.
Angel, they drew cartoons on the wall. And they wrote too easy with the smiley face with 1-0.
Josh, 1-0. We don't have time to be grammatically correct.
They said we're going to rush.
You're right. They had time to draw the face, but not spell too correct. Come on, they spelled it correctly.
You know
that was going to go crazy on Instagram. Maybe that's why he went live, so he can explain why he didn't get to spell too that fast.
Correct? No, he was saying they're going to easy life, to easy street, not that it was too easy. Too easy we go. That's what he was trying to say.
Maybe there's a bar called Easy on Bourbon Street.
But why would they want to telegraph where they're going?
Well, because they know they're not going to get out of New Orleans. Where are they going to go? So they're just like, listen, we just go, have a good time. What's really scary is that none of these people got arrested for fraud, for like mail, for theft. All of these people were arrested for violent crimes and or murder.
Yeah.
There was a lot of violent crimes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Well, no, they were convicted for real, for real. Whether or not they did it is alleged. They were convicted. That's why they in prison.
I thought some of them were awaiting trial.
Let me see. I'm looking at
CBS. I saw a few of them were awaiting trial.
If you're awaiting trial, why not wait in the French Quarter? You know?
Yeah,
they didn't put up an ad. Stop it. Oh, now see it. You know when these ads pop up and then they shift you to a whole nother part of the.
Oh my god!
You're like, no, you're gonna start this. You're gonna start this article over because we want that click through again.
God dog it! I don't even know where I was at.
After the ad, you gotta select which cookies you want to restrict or not.
Let's see here. It says,
"Oh, somebody said they called the tip line."
Oh, no. There's some.
Don't put their name up, Josh.
I'm answer here, bro.
No. They could be watching right now, like, who called the tip line? And now they come into your house, and now we done aided and abetted a criminal.
I can't. Now, there was one person who was convicted of murder that got out. He was convicted. The rest are facing charges.
Listen, it's up to 17,000 for each one.
That's why they call the tip line, Kev.
1738.
Listen,
$17,000 is a lot of money.
Essence is around the corner. Vacation's around the corner. That 17 could be life changing.
Angel, if they're still at large, are you going to still go to Essence if you got a brand deal?
If they paying well, absolutely, absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely. There are criminals running loose everywhere.
He was the best guy around.
Listen,
murders?
I just need not to go to Easy Street, Easy Life, wherever the hell they went. I'm just not going to go there. But listen, it's about to get so hot in New Orleans. They're going to find them people. You can't hide under cars in July. You're going to die.
One of the dudes who got caught had switched this into some Bape clothes, and they re-caught him. He had the Bape sweats on. And I was like, at least you got a chance to get dripped out before you got to go put the sweats back on.
You don't get to wear the Bape in the mugshot.
You don't.
It's hot as hell in New Orleans during Essence. So listen, you're not going to be able to hide outside for too long. So unless somebody is housing you, you're gonna get caught.
And the thing is, they're gonna keep. Somebody in the chat said that the reward is up to 20K, and that's the thing. If the reward starts going up, and it's more than what you, the prisoner, can give me, and somebody else said it's tax free.
Oh yeah,
25, 30K.
That opens up some options, you know?
50K.
I'll turn you in for 500. Back in the day?
20K, and then I'll put five on your books. You know, it's a win-win.
Mm-mm. They really were like, we outside. That is just...
And my thing is, listen, if I'm in prison and I can have a chance to break out, I got to take that chance. I'm already going.
Nah, now that I know some of these people are still facing charges, now had I already been convicted and it's like, this is where I'm going to be, you done already gave me life. Oh, I'm taking a vacation from prison every chance I get. Y'all going to have to chain me to these walls and better hope I can't move them. But if I'm still just facing charges, I am going to be a good girl because I'm going to be trying to get up out of there. Like, but forever. Mm-mm, no, that was not. Listen, I've had many a family member face prison time.
None of them escaped.
They served their time and they got out. I'm not gonna add extra time to my sheet because
is that another crime? Is escaping prison another crime?
Yes.
Is it legal to escape prison? What's the crime? Why is that illegal?
Listen, all the prisons start crying. What's illegal about this? Why can't I just leave on my own?
I can't leave. What law does it say I can't leave prison?
I mean, they made a smiley face, so technically they didn't leave on bad behavior.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen, I hope they have a ball at least and don't hurt nobody. I hope it's worth it. I hope it's like everything they hoped it would be. If they want to have great sex, I hope that happens. Great food. Ooh.
Can you imagine the sex you have when you don't know if you're going back? Oh,
just quick.
Quick. Please, just, I'm seven strokes away. Put your hands up, please. I'll go with y'all, but please. I've been in here for 3 years.
Listen, I hope they are having a glass.
Come and get me.
What if one of them would have came to the back pew tour just while they were out? Would you continue the show or would you be like, sir, you have to go back to prison?
I'd be like, you can do basic good energy on the laughter, you can stay.
You can do a video for basic profit.
If he came in with the prison stuff, I'd be like, and Paul and Silas shook the ground.
is that right? Greg. Someone please call 911.
I think one of the blessings of getting older is that if you're lucky enough, you get to learn things about your parents that you didn't realize when you were a child, right? Or even as a young adult. So I'm so excited about our sponsor for today because I'm about to help you make Father's Day so special. You're going to be able to give a gift to your dad or your father figure that is unique. It's heartfelt. And I'm telling you, he's going to love it. And it's called StoryWorth Memoirs. So each week, StoryWorth will email your loved one a memory-provoking question that you get to help to pick, right? Questions like, did you ever get in trouble at school? Or how did you decide how many children to have? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, doesn't matter. They can either write a story or record it over the phone for StoryWorth to transcribe. No complicated apps required. Thank goodness, okay? You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they are submitted over the course of a year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you never heard before. After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a breathtaking keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. Like, this is a family heirloom by this time. Like, to be able to keep a record history of your parent is something that is priceless, okay? And I would have it out as a coffee table book if I were you. They preserve millions of family stories since their founding over 10 years ago, and they have more than 40,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, The Wirecutter, The Strategist, CNN, and more agree StoryWorth is the perfect gift for the people you love most. Give the dads in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you will cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 during their Father's Day sale when you go to StoryWorth.com/SK. That's StoryWorth.com/SK to save $10 on your order.
In other Louisiana news, is it Nottoway?
What are you talking about?
Nottoway Plantation.
Oh, went up in flames.
White Castle is Louisiana. It was America's largest remaining antebellum mansion, burns down in devastating fire. That also happened over the weekend.
I don't think anybody was really devastated.
Oh, no. There was white people who were like, I know slavery was bad, but just architecturally, this was a beautiful building. Black folks was like, I don't give a ham about this.
They were taking selfies while the building was on fire.
They were like, it's lit.
It's lit.
Here's the thing. The point that everybody was making. If y'all want to preserve that part of history, then you have to make it a museum.
Yeah.
Okay, that teaches the history of the atrocities of that place. Yes. But you ain't about to have people out here doing the wobble where folk were held captive against their will. Like, what are we doing? People who were kidnapped, held against their will and forced to work for free and also killed. And you just out here doing no, we're not.
You're not finna have your wedding there. No, put some placards up. Let's get some of this crime and evilness on display. But yeah. No, y'all not finna have no gender reveals and no wedding plans. And be happy or sad that it burnt down to the ground.
Yeah. No, like these people were making money. It's just like they were like, no, we're still gonna make money off of the backs of blacks. We don't want that to change. I was glad. Fire. Fire. Yeah, that's crazy.
So even I'm not feeling bad for no outside of the only way I feel bad in a fire is if people lost their life in the fire. But I remember a few years ago, that was it Notre Dame, one of those prestigious cathedrals.
It was Notre Dame.
They're still fixing it.
And then people was crying. And I was like, now if it's my home church or something I care about, I get, but like,
well, you just got to translate that over.
random building McGee.
Well, I guess if it's important to what you feel like is your own history and it like, if something were to happen to, let's say, like Martin Luther King's home, which people did at one point in time, try to burn it down. Yeah. I don't think I would be crying, but I would be like, damn, that's devastating.
That's your father's house, too. That's your real father's house.
I'd be like, daddy! But this is the...
I would love for somebody to come into the podcast new and be like, wait, I'm sorry. Angel, because we don't explain it every time anymore.
No.
Then we shouldn't. Yeah, I was about to say you should understand what it is just by you being in our presence. You just need to pick up on the wavelength. But as far as in this, you know, the people in the South, this is the only country that allows terrorists to still wave their flag and we not see a problem with it. To have the Confederate flag be something that is legal in this country. When quite literally the Confederacy participated in treason. They tried to overthrow.
It caused a documented civil war in our history.
Right.
Yes.
That is straight up terrorism, treason. And they're like, you can still have your flag up in the states where this existed.
So crazy.
That would not happen in any other country. So the fact that this plantation was up and they were throwing weddings and having baby showers and having the damn meatballs and the crock pot and all that shit too.
They got a Confederacy White House in Richmond that is up as a museum today.
It's just like that is insane to me. I would never allow my enemy who I defeated to have a memorial or any other type of significance in a place that I call home. That doesn't make any sense to me.
They don't do that in Germany. You can't fly the Nazi flag. You can't do the Hail Hitler or Heil Hitler. sign in public, you'll go to jail. They don't play that in Germany. They're like, bro, we was tripping. We are not tripping no more. Sorry about that. Sorry to the y'all people. And no, America, we be some crybabies. Them, and yes, you're right, Angel. Them folks lost. You lost. You didn't win. Lost. You got statues of losers. You lost. You're 0-1 in wars. 0-1. Cry about it.
I can tell you right now what none of the presidents that were on the Union side or generals on the Union side have nary a monument, nary a statue had the Confederacy won. They would not be like, no! Well, we still want to honor them as our forefathers. They would be like, no, the Confederacy of America started on this day. They would not take it back to 1776 or whenever the hell Columbus
E. Lee is not getting no doggone statue if the Confederate States won.
There would be no wobble.
We wouldn't be on this podcast right now.
No. I'd be out here breastfeeding some white woman's kids. Still, to this day. To this day, somebody's wet nurse. Titties just all lopsided. That's what would have been that happened.
Hey.
That's what they did. They
titties
listen.
All lopsided.
Because, you know, you never can get them to eat the same thing.
We got there.
Because after one, when it runs out.
We listen to your balls and your hair nuts and stuff. I can talk about my titties. Sometimes.
Angel, I don't even speak that way.
You really, really, Kevin? But yeah, they would make them black women. Somebody said, I thought it was so poignant. You criticize us about certain things, but then you use us for the thing that you're criticizing us for. You say that we're ignorant people and we don't know how to raise our own kids, but then you have us raising your goddamn kids, and not just raising them, feeding them from our bodies.
It's a lie. How you gonna tell a slave they're lazy and they're working your land and you're sitting on the porch drinking mint julep and lemonade and you talking about you're not working hard enough, you're not working at all. You're sexual. The black man is deviant and you raping the black women and having kids with them and you talking about the black man is deviant.
Exactly.
Everything that they were, they try to put that over on the black people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The biggest fear, in my opinion, of that time, the biggest fear was that if black people ever got in power, they would turn around and do to white people what white people were already doing to them. Like when you think about lynchings, they weren't just lynching people; they were having parties. They were making postcards. They were cutting off these men's fingers and toes and penises.
Genitalia. Yeah.
Riddling their body with bullets. This is some monstrosity type behavior. And you was calling black people monsters? And that's the history you want to remember so bad?
Mm-hmm. I told you I used to wear a shirt. I used to wear a shirt.
Eating us! They were eating up people!
That's picnics. Pick a nigga. Yes. I used to wear a shirt with a picture of a lynching with the white people smiling in the photo around the deceased's body that was hanging to class. And my classmates used to be like, Angel. I was like, what's the problem?
What's the problem? In Kentucky?
No, this is in California. This was at UC Irvine.
Fantastic. Oh, dang.
Oh, yeah. They were like, oh, my God, Angel. I was like, yeah. I just don't want y'all to forget. This is the history that we're living in. This is the history that we're making.
How often were you wearing the shirt?
Oh, I wore it often enough. Not like every week, but I would definitely pop up on them.
Anytime they start to feeling too relaxed, let me get my lynching shirt out and let y'all know it could be whatever. And y'all
just
trip.
I just want y'all to understand when y'all start complaining about stuff and not understanding why things aren't fair. I want you to see why things aren't fair because there are demons walking around still that look like you all. And I'm trying to figure out if you one of them demons too.
I'm trying not to laugh, but Angel's making a lot of good points and she's going like this a lot.
Listen here. Gotta get these gel tips off. I was so mad. When I realized that my character could not have nails, I said, come on, guys. I just got them back.
Listen, we in springtime, okay? And because spring is the time when things are refreshing, it's time for you to refresh your meal routine with a dietitian approved recipe and recipes from Green Chef. Perfect for supporting your wellness journey. Okay, so you'll get to enjoy some of the freshest, most organic seasonal produce and 100% responsibly sourced proteins crafted to help you feel your best. Green Chef makes it easy to spend less time in the kitchen and more time in the spring air. And I'm not Green Chef, but they are. Their new heat and eat meals, you can enjoy delicious, wholesome meals in 3 minutes. It's so quick. Plus, with 80 plus weekly options, Green Chef makes it easy to find meals to fit your lifestyle. Whether you're into Mediterranean flavors, gluten-free eats, plant-based meals, or protein-packed dishes, there's something for everyone, including options for gut and brain health, calorie smart choices, and more. Whether it's a salad ready in 5 minutes, protein-packed breakfasts, or a smoothie to fill your day, Green Chef has you covered for the busiest days. Our meals are made, not our meals, I keep saying our, because I'm a part of Green Chef. Let's just go ahead and claim it. Are made with real clean ingredients so you can build lasting, healthy habits without a hassle. Plus, with week-to-week flexibility, you can adjust your plan anytime to fit your schedule. Make this spring your most delicious yet with Green Chef. Head to greenchef.com/50SK and use code 50SK to get 50% off your first month, then 20% off 2 months with free shipping. That's code 50SK at greenchef.com/SK.
All right, moving on. Sports ball talk, Angel. Are you up to date on your namesake and Caitlin Clark's?
Baby, they were about to get into it. Okay, so the Fevers, okay, the people of the Fever played the people of the Sky. So Indiana and Chicago. First of all, what I think is very important that we don't talk about enough is that the floors for the WNBA are so cute, and they really need to do more for the NBA. Their floors look so amazing. The color.
The Fever do have a nice floor.
So does Liberty. Liberty has the Statue of Liberty head in the torch coming out of the floor. I said the NBA needs to get it together. Also, something else that I feel like is just important is that there is no standard size short length for the WNBA. You got some women wearing mid-thighs, some women wearing booty shorts, and some wearing like below the knee. It's very confusing. I feel like there needs to be more uniformity, but back to the subject at hand.
No, these are good points to bring up, though.
Very good point. I know. I feel like everybody should be focused on what I focus on. If you're going to be a real sports,
and some of them got the leggings with the short pant.
Yeah. I kind of like that. It's
not mad at it.
Yeah, that's kind of stylized, but I don't understand. I'm like, where did she get her shorts from? Because her shorts look like they from the Gap, but her shorts look like from Fashion Nova. We need to get
TJ Maxx has good shorts too.
Yeah. I just wasn't understanding why they weren't more because it's called a uniform. But it didn't look uniform. But anyways, I do believe who was going up with the ball? Was it Caitlin? Angel went with the ball, and then Caitlin knocked her over.
She wiped at the ball, and then a little extracurricular
little tussle
shove.
And then Angel got up off that floor. I said, that's a young girl. She got up off that floor so fast and was ready to fight. Do you understand? I've been like, now, damn it.
By the time you got it, you can't even get into no fight. The girl's halfway to the bench now.
They already on to the next play down the court. Now I'm going to be like, going over to the ref. No, you blow the whistle. And you
help me up so I can charge down at her.
Right. You, first of all, make her apologize. I'm going to smack her in her mouth. You make her say sorry. That's what they need. They need more of that. They need more, I apologize. when things are, you know, purposeful, they need to apologize. But yeah, I saw it and I thought, you know what, Angel, I get it. Like, be that girl. Let them know that you're not the one, nor the two, nor the three. Throw them blows, but don't get kicked out.
That's one of my favorite Black phrases, by the way.
Not the one, nor the two, nor the three.
I've never heard the get to three. I'm not the one, nor the two. I love you got the right one and you got the wrong one, which both mean the same thing. It's both are the wrong one. This is both negative. Like, mm-hmm. All right, you got the right one, bink, bink. All right, bink, bink. You got the wrong one, also bink, bink.
Yeah. The bink, bink is going to happen.
So the funny thing, I was watching that game. I watch more. I try to catch almost every one of Angel Reese's games if I can. She is one of my favorite players to watch. I probably watch more Sky and Aces game than any other team. The funny thing about that play is Angel pushed somebody to get a rebound. She easily could have been called for a foul. I don't remember what the player was. Caitlin's, the term is take foul. It's very common to not let somebody get an easy basket, right? You're better off making them go to the free throw if you can. The push after to me was where it became unnecessary, excessive, and the refs agreed to it. As it happened, I was just like, oh boy. It was Aaliyah Boston that she pushed? Okay, so yeah, she got away with one and then immediately was called for one. And then Caitlin walks away. Angel Reese is held back by Aaliyah Boston, if I'm not mistaken. And Angel Reese and Aaliyah Boston are called for technicals. Caitlin's called for a flagrant foul, meaning the refs also agreed that was extra. It went beyond a basketball play. My thing is, I told y'all this. I've only been to a few WNBA games. The one I saw up close, the first takeaway I took away from that Aces game is that is a physical league, right? It is a very physical league. I was hearing some announcers say they're trying to not let it be as physical as it was in the past, but it's very physical. That basketball play is not an unusual basketball play in sports. That kind of foul, Angel's reaction, that happened probably every night during the NBA regular season. Somebody does something, somebody gets up loud, nigga, what's up, nigga, what's up? But as often in the NBA, they not really going to fight. And they don't often fight in sports that are not hockey. So I don't want to show the play because YouTube be taking the stuff down. So you just go watch it on your own because YouTube be really finicky about certain things they don't care about, but athletics, they care about. But once it happened, I was like, everything with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark gets
headline
magnified to the millionth, gazillionth power, right? But one thing I wanted to bring up that I said, okay, you got to be going for a separate career.
And I got to tell you something after you say that.
Okay. Do you know what I'm about to say? Or do you want to just say it now?
No, I was just
what I'm about to say.
No, I don't know what you're about to say. This has to do with Angel and Caitlin, but
it's still Angel and Caitlin.
Yeah, so that's what I said. Okay. I'll say it after what you say.
Okay. Robert Griffin III said, and I quote, after watching Caitlin Clark's flagrant foul on Angel Reese and the aftermath, there's no way Angel Reese can continue the lie that she doesn't dislike Caitlin Clark. I know what hatred looks like. Angel Reese hates, all caps, Caitlin Clark. Not some basketball rivalry either. Hate. I was so very irritated by that thing. And I'm going to tell you what calmed me down, and then I'll say what I wanted to say after this. He went on to say that Angel Reese is the Draymond Green. She said, and I quote, Angel Reese is the WNBA's Draymond. Caitlin Clark is Michael Jordan. It shouldn't have been a flagrant foul, and no one says Caitlin Clark hates Angel Reese because we have no evidence pointing to that. We have a ton of examples showing Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark. At that point, I said, oh, you going for a job. You want a job. You going for the clicks, because I'm the first to say Caitlin Clark is a bona fide baller. I mean, she will likely,
for her size.
Yes, she had a triple double in this game. She likely will be in the MVP conversations this season if she plays like this. Her team is good. She is good. She can shoot. She can dribble. She can pass. She's dynamic, instant offense on herself. Angel, Caitlin Clark, and I'm not even saying she can't be the greatest WNBA player when it's all said and done. What I am saying is she wasn't even the greatest rookie yet. Candace Parker, who is just retired maybe 2 or 3 years ago, mm-hmm. Candace Parker was the MVP and the rookie of the year. She was the MVP in her rookie year. That's what I meant to say. The MVP in her rookie year. That is crazy. So to say this woman is the Michael Jordan after one complete season tells me you are looking to get back on television. You are not actually making legit. You're not trying to make legit arguments, because how you going to be mad at the person who was fouled? At most, you could judge Angel's reaction. I don't think she overreacted. If you push me, that is very common in basketball, right? If it was flipped over and Angel pushed Caitlin Clark and Caitlin was like, "Oh, who you think you're talking to?" I'd be like, "I feel you." You know what I'm saying? It's heated. When I was playing JB for those 4 years, you ain't finna just push me.
It's the same. It's the exact same.
I'm on JV. I'm starting. Who you think you're pushing? Right. And my homies, when we hoop, it get really competitive. You ain't really finna sock nobody, but sometimes you do. But I just wish that, and this isn't how America works, and it ain't how things work, but I wish, the thing is, Angel takes so much doggone hatred. WNBA is investigating fans for calling her a monkey and making monkey sounds at that game towards Angel Reese.
What do they mean investigating? What the hell that mean?
It means we don't know. This probably happened, but we need some more time to get our thoughts together, because we actually have no control over Fever fans when Angel Reese comes to town. That's what that means.
They need to do their job. What I was going to say is I honestly think these two women are actually really great businesswomen. A part of me, when I saw it, I was like, this looked like a good way to get people talking again, because rivalry was what got a lot of people even focused on women's basketball that weren't before.
Yes.
I know some people want to be like, no, it was all Caitlin. I didn't hear about that big woman until Angel Reese and her started beefing. I didn't know about that white girl. So that's why
it was their first game scheduled. The WNBA is not stupid.
So that's what I thought, honestly. I was like, when I saw it, I said, well done, ladies. Well done.
Did you know your namesake is the number one? She has the largest social media following of all WNBA players, even more than Caitlin.
This is what Angels do, you know? I have the largest following of anyone in my home. And she has the largest following of anybody in the WNBA. This is what we do. I don't know how else to behave when you're an angel, and neither does she. So yeah, I really thought that this was a business move more than anything else, because they knew it was going to get people talking. They knew it was going to get people riled up. And I think they're a lot smarter than what we give them credit for.
It's provocative. Gets the people going. I think that's what RG3 is doing. I think if you're in the sports world, your take, whether measured, and it's actually better if it's a hot take, it's going to do numbers. I tried not to fall into what I know are
baited
things, but sometimes I can't help myself.
We know.
Sometimes I can't, and if I'm talking about me, you know I can't stop it.
When you went back to doing the Janet Jackson jump up, I was like, we've already proven to the people 4 years ago.
That wasn't even a fan though. That was somebody I know who sent me that, and I said, oh, you didn't see us when we did this on tour. We did this already.
We did, like, this is old news. Y'all already know what it is. Yeah. I'll never have to prove myself again.
Somebody commented on that video and was like, you're supposed to be sitting on your knees so I can die. You know, first of all, my ACL will still be on the ground when I jump up if I sat on the top of my feet. Are you think I'm 11? I got something to do tomorrow. But the thing is, Caitlyn's team is a better team as currently constructed. They're gonna be better. Angel Reese's team is not. They don't got no consistent offense. Kennedy Carter is gone. She's playing in the Mexican leagues right now. She ain't in the league. They got Vandersloot and they got some other people, but they ain't got no scores. They don't got nobody to run the offense through. It seems like they'd be wanting to run it through Camilla, but then they just never go through with that. And that their guard play is not like, okay, this is who's going to get the ball and who's going to score 30-40% of the time. So
my nephew won the championship over in Spain his first year playing overseas.
Did he?
Yeah. They won. I said, no, come on.
We need to get prediction now, though, Angel. It's the weekend. Who do you think is going to win the NBA championship and who do you think is going to win the WNBA championship?
NBA championship will be a team from the West. I am thinking.
So you have Oklahoma City and you got Minnesota left.
Yeah. I'm going to go with OKC.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That feels good to me. We just started the WNBA season. You already want me to jump to the end?
You got
to
jump out there, Angel.
Early predictions, Angel. You're usually good at them too.
Early predictions.
The Aces. They're going to do what they need to do. I feel like the Fever is going to be up there in contending, and they ain't going to be able to pull it off.
For the NBA, it's a toss-up. Any of these boys, the Ants, Timberwolves, Halliburton's Pacers, Jalen Brunson's Knicks, or Shea's Thunder could win. If I had to put my own money up right now,
I would
probably bet that OKC is the most complete team.
Really?
If you want me to, who I'm rooting for, bing bong, nigga. I want the Knicks.
Knicks in six, boy. I want the
Knicks to set Times Square on fire. Their fans are insane. And the Knicks haven't been good for a long time. I remember when they were good with Latrell Sprewell and Allen Houston.
It's the first time they've made the conference finals since 2000, I think.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson's dad was playing for the Knicks the last time they made the Eastern Conference.
Jesus. That's crazy.
Isn't that wild?
I would love to see the Knicks in Minnesota.
Mm.
Yeah, that would be.
I feel like we're seeing the Ant's coming of age. We're seeing Ant turn, like, he's consistently a dog in playoffs now.
Yes, I love it.
But I'm definitely gonna go for the Knicks. I got to.
And WNBA, honestly, it's the Liberty until proven otherwise. Natasha Cloud fits like a glove with them. The Aces, Asia needs some help. They lost really good scoring with Kelsey Plum. I'm curious to see how well Jewel Lloyd meshes with them, but they really need another big to help Asia, another scoring big. Kia Stokes is good, but she's mostly focused on defense. So the Liberty, they look just as complete as they did last year. They got scoring. They got more dynamic with Natasha Cloud, Breonna Stewart, Jonquil Jones. They hooping. So.
Somebody said Ant beat child support and LeBron in 1 year. That's not funny, but it's clever.
You know what cleverness. I was thinking, though, Josh? I was thinking, like, that it feels like it's a changing of the guard for
that's what I'm saying. It feels like now it's gonna be his league.
Them old boys is they going out earlier and earlier in the playoffs, more and more consistent. LeBron ain't getting younger, Steph ain't getting younger, KD ain't getting younger.
And they had Luka.
They had that big old
LeBron.
They had that big old Luka. He a big boy.
He is a big boy. And Jokic is out. I'm happy because he didn't let my sons take a picture with him.
That turned me into a Jokic hater.
Nikola?
Yeah.
Nikola.
They said, what you going to do next? Jokic, he said, I'll probably spend the next few days drinking a lot of beers.
Oh. No.
Oh, man.
Listen, are you thinking about making a big purchase this year? Like a new car or a home and wish you could build credit fast? Well, you can, and Ava is the best way to do it. Ava is a credit building app that makes it super simple to improve your credit fast. So you can get better rates on loans, pay off debt faster, and keep more money in your pocket. Instead of waiting months for a secured card, Ava is instantaneous. It's simple, affordable, and it really works. Most members see their credit go up in less than a week. Woo! All right, so the Ava card gives you credit up to $2,500, and you can use it to pay existing bills or subscriptions automatically. Then just sit back and watch your credit climb. Boop, 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 boop. Ava reports on your on-time payments to all major credit bureaus every day to help you build positive credit history quickly. The longer you stick with Ava, the higher your score can go. Joining Ava gives you access to all of Ava's credit building tools starting at just $6 a month. And for $6 a month, you can potentially save thousands. There's no credit check, no interest, and no fees. Ava is the highest rated credit building app with thousands of 5-star reviews. It's the only credit building app rated excellent on Trustpilot and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let your credit hold you back another day. Grow your credit score fast with Ava. Download the Ava app, spelled AVA, today. And when you join using our promo code THING, you'll get your first month free. This offer is only for our listeners, okay? Get the Ava app and use code THING to get your first month free. The promo code is THING, and thanks to Ava. And now, go and get yourself good credit.
All right, moving on.
Moving on.
Chris Brown is in jail in England.
I didn't realize it was in England. I know it was something he did 2 years ago.
They transferred him to Manchester.
Manchester, isn't it? He was... Apparently, he busted a bottle over somebody's head in 2023. And the crazy thing is, you know, now you have to apply for a visa if you're from the United States to go to the UK as of this year. So we had to apply for a visa. They approved his visa application. And when he got to England, they were like, all right, hands behind your back, sir. And you're not getting out of jail, I think, until June 13th or something like that.
What caused the
bottle thing, though.
No, yeah. Like, why did he hit somebody over the head with a bottle?
I mean, you know, he's a troubled man.
This, like, I don't understand.
He's missing. Oh, sorry.
His fans, sorry. his like true blue fans, because I get it. That young man is very talented, but I don't know why they think his talent absolves the behavior. They're like, what has he done since Rihanna? And I'm like, have y'all not been here? Or have y'all just been breakdancing and doing backhand springs with
That's him? Exactly what they've been doing, Angel. All the TikTok. I'm
just like, right. I don't get it. That's the part I don't get. I'm like, yes, that boy's talent. Nobody's saying he's not talented. But y'all really don't think he's done anything since Rihanna? Really?
He has a timeline of
it's like the Marvel Universe. It's MCU. A lot of incidents. A lot of multiverse, though.
He was terrorizing Karrueche as well for some years.
And then they were batting eyes last month, though. Man, I can't keep up.
Yeah, it's not just Rihanna. But that baby, he don't be good.
He don't be well. And it don't, and I'll be like, somebody well be with him. Help.
He needs to run it back to church is what he has to do.
You say what?
He needs to run it back to church. Find the Lord.
Run it back to church.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Gosh. It's just, this world is too crazy for that baby. And he too crazy in the world.
He needs better help. This episode is not sponsored by them, but
no free pub.
I don't think better help could do it, baby. We can't do virtual sessions. He's got a song called Go Crazy.
So, I mean,
I need to go in there and talk to the lady, which is another one of my favorite black phrases. The fact that we just be like, you need to go talk to that lady. You need to go see the lady.
He need to go. They need to hold his hand while they talking and be like, okay, baby, now let's count to 10. Let's breathe. Yeah. Like, truly. Like, he.
What if he's angry? He just start dancing. Yeah. I'm sorry, man.
Because he really is just ruining his future, like, left and right. And he's been given multiple, in my opinion, some people would say he hasn't been given any chances. But if you are able to do a sold out tour, it sounds like you've been given another chance, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's breaking records. He's breaking records selling tickets.
Didn't he just sell like 90,000 in South Africa not long ago? South Africa,
and he's actually missing two tour dates because of this this jail time.
I'm just like, stay in the hotel. Don't go nowhere. And don't let nobody in there.
He likes to go. He's always liked to be outside, though. That man's
he can't be outside. It's not outside. He's allergic to outside, huh?
I think it's all he knows.
It could be, but you know what? After you hit a certain age, excuses are tools of incompetence built on monuments of nothingness, and those who specialize in excuses are seldom good for anything else but an excuse.
That's the Divine Nine thing, ain't it, Angel?
Yeah.
I've heard the Divine Nine people say that.
Yeah, because that's the thing of, you can keep coming up with reasons for why you ain't done the shit that you're supposed to do. But eventually, that's just a goddamn excuse. And that's all you're going to be good for after a while. And that's all we hear the fans say. But he hasn't done anything. And I'm like, I know I'm not losing my mind. But I feel like we keep coming back to this because he just did something.
He just did something. And he's in trouble for what he just did.
Yeah.
Angel. Ed Sheeran made one margarita TikTok. You know he's black.
Well, I know. I said black man love that song.
Well, the gingers messed it up. A couple of white gingers had some jokes that they wasn't black enough yet.
You knew that somebody was going to mess it up. You know they can't act right. People hate us so much but love to have proximity to us. So I already knew somebody was going to get a little too excited.
Man, they messed it up. It didn't last but 48 hours, and the gingers were like, all right, y'all back white again. And it ain't funny no more either.
And shut up. Whatever you thought, ain't it no more.
But what was it like, Angel? How did you feel?
I was like, of course. Of course he loves this song. I'm not surprised. The song, actually, Brandi Evans literally texted me before we started this podcast because they were playing the song in whatever restaurant or club she's in. She was like, the people got so hype that they played the song twice back to back.
Well,
I said
it's gonna be. I said this last. Is this its second year or third year? Second summer. Third summer. It's gonna be like summertime.
Yeah,
it's like Flo Rida's song on the cruise. I don't care. The white people. They shorty got low. You're always gonna want a margarita at the beginning of summer. That was happening prior to the song. This is Mariah Carey's "All I Want for Christmas."
Yeah. As long as the sun don't burn out and go away, and we have summers.
What if you get Mariah Carey level money? You know how she gets like $1 million each Christmas season. What if one margarita gets so big that you be clearing $1 million every summer without fail?
Listen, and I'm a ball every summer, then go right into rehab because what happens is right into rehab in the fall. Because what happens is, you know what people want to give me? They want to give me my... I've had more tequila in my system in the past 3 years, okay, than in my entire drinking life prior to. Okay?
Was that your drink of choice prior to this?
Nigga, no. I don't even know if I ever had a margarita before one margarita.
Hilarious.
We need to do your behind the music. Angel, I actually never even had a margarita. I don't know why I picked up a mic and I already have a mic. I never even had a margarita before.
No, they were not my drink of choice. Tequila was only my drink of choice back in my 20s when I was drinking, because I would do the skinny girl margarita from that chick from the Housewives, because I was like, oh, it's low calorie. I'll just do it this way. So that was when I could really just take a drink to the head. Then when I got grown and I said, oh, alcohol doesn't have to hurt, I began drinking liquors that were softer to me. Okay.
Alcohol doesn't have to hurt.
It doesn't have to hurt. Oh, it doesn't have to be a fight to enjoy it. But now, you know, tequila, I actually can appreciate a really good tequila, like without a whole bunch of mess going on. I don't need to have all the sugar. But yeah, no, I'm really honestly not surprised that Ed Sheeran loved the song. I'm not surprised. I would not be surprised by anybody loving and knowing the song. Like, I it either. Has been
Ed Sheeran tapped in too.
He is.
He got a song with Skepta.
Yeah.
Skepta is that. He's a grime, ain't mm-hmm. it? Yeah, he has a neck tattoo.
I think it's with Skepta.
He's like this.
The thing that will make me scream is if Obama put it on his like summer playlist. You know how does a playlist? Then I'd be like, don't look me in my fucking
What head. If Beyonce covered it? Because she did wear them fans at.
If she put it in a thing, I would probably ascend completely. Rapture, ascend, but not go up to heaven. Just
in there.
Give me a Rita. No, just I'm flying. I now have that skill set.
Also, I didn't even talk to you about this. How was the Queens of Soul concert?
Oh,
how
my
was Patty Patty.
She was still Patty Patty. And I love that. I love that about her. I love that we're going to watch you try to hurry up and remember where you're supposed to be at singing. I love, at one point in time.
Back on singers.
Listen, at one point in time. Because I think the song was like, she was getting a little lost, even though the lyrics, I know her lyrics are right below her. She goes to the background singing. She said, y'all sing. When I tell you them niggas just said, they said nothing. When I tell you I laughed so loud, I looked at Marquita. I said, didn't she just say for them to sing? Marquita was like, yes. And this is how Patty responded. When they didn't sing, she said, I said, oh my God. Gladys Knight, I'm just so glad we still have her, because the way they brought that, somebody had to walk her out. She looked great and her voice still sounds amazing.
Yeah.
They brought her out. They dropped her off by her background singers in the whole first song. She did not move from beside them. And I was like, does she not know she's the main event? And all of her steps were just so little.
How old is Gladys now?
82.
82 and she's still working.
Yeah, sounds great. Sounds great. But you saw that. I said, oh, they woke her up from her nap to do this show. Like, that's what it looked like. Of course, Stephanie Mills, she still sounds great, looks great. She's the youngest of the women on the stage. She's only 62. Her son sang his face off. And I don't think
background? People
really, huh?
He sings background for her?
Yeah. And she put it, she was like, when my son sings, y'all gonna run through this place. And I said, now don't set expectations like that now.
But not it was that
Patty Patty and Chaka Khan still left him up. And baby, she wasn't lying. That Negro sang. Okay.
What's his name?
My son. I don't know. I don't remember. Patti LaBelle had a whole costume change in the middle of her set. In wig change. To come out there and sing one song and then leave. I said, what is this? But Chaka Khan, the GOAT, she showed everyone why she's my favorite. First of all, she had on a see-through catsuit.
Oh.
It was lace.
Really?
She had on a black leotard. And baby, that body was giving.
Shaka still got it?
Shaka look good. I said, is Shaka on Ozempic? What is she doing? She working out? Because she's slimmer than probably the last time I saw her live. She's a lot slimmer. When I tell you she hit all of them notes, like Shaka sang down, brought Stevie
Wonder. Fire?
Huh?
She sang through the fire?
Yes. Killed it.
Man.
And then at one point in time, she stopped. She said, oh my God. Y'all, Stevie Wonder's here. Stevie, come out here. Yeah, come. Like she's talking to him like if I were talking to you if I was on stage.
Did he come out?
Yes, he did. And then them two Negroes sang Tell Me Something Good.
Really?
Yes, because that song is the first song he won a Grammy for. He wrote on that song. Him and her wrote.
I didn't yes. know that.
I didn't either. Boom, I literally sat there and prayed. And Stevie still got it. He sang up in Shaka's pocket with no problems. And the white boy that they had playing the guitar was eating it up. So Shaka Khan sounded amazing. Her dancers were dancing for their life like they were auditioning for Cowboy Carter, the way these niggas was up there. Well, they were giving it all in the just most crazy-ass costumes ever. And then afterwards, I got to take a picture with Shaka, but I did not get to talk to her, and I'm still pissed off because everybody else in my party did.
Where were you at?
I was right there. So real long story short, Kari Dodd was who helped to hook up going backstage, right? There was a lot of confusion. We get back there, and there's a lot of confusion from the people who are working the meet and greet.
Yeah.
So when we finally get behind the curtain, it's the four of us. It's my mom, Marquita, Brescia, me. Brescia sits down beside Shaka. The security guard points to like me to go sit down. And I'm like, no, because I wanted my own picture with Shaka. I'm like, I don't want to share this with people. Yeah. Brescia's like, yeah, sit down. And I was like, no. And Shaka Khan was like, okay, so what are we doing? And so I thought, oh God, I'm making this woman upset. So I sat my black ass down. And I smiled now because this is late. Like we're the last people for this meet and greet. So I was like, she's tired. This is a grown woman. And she was the closer. So I didn't want to piss her off. And I thought she might not be in a good mood. So I get the camera. I give the woman my mother's phone. My mother got her picture by herself. Her and Shaka are like, she's like, because we have to exit. I don't get to stay in there. Shaka was like, oh, I am so tired. My mother said, me too. She was like, girl, well, pray for me. Because I said,
Mama Dorothy got to talk to Shaka.
Mm-hmm, so did Marquita. They all got their own individual picture, got to chop it, chat. Just
because you want to be a rule follower.
I was so, because I thought, not in a good mood. Let me not piss her off. She's absolutely.
You don't want to be that. You don't want that to be the way you meet her.
Exactly.
And now you got that. You got that in your mind. She's post show. She don't really want to do it.
Exactly. And then I was like, let me tell you something. Cause I had my wristband before everybody else. I said, I learned my lesson. Next time I'll leave you niggas out in the lobby and I'm going to go in there and take my picture. And
what venue was it at?
Forum, which they need to upgrade. They need to update that damn place.
They do. Cause I had a drink at that gospel thing and then people got mad at me. And I said, first of all, the thing you need to be worried about is the infrastructure. That's a bigger problem than the margarita. Yes. That's my least favorite LA venue, and that's because they have
put money into it too.
They put money into it, but the doggone Staples is still nice. The Intuit Dome is brand; it's like the new iPhone now. So the Forum just feels like this was the thing in '84.
The seats are dusty. I'm like, come on, get new seats or reupholster these. Something it is.
In the Intuit Dome, you don't have to take your phone out to enter or pay for stuff. You just go grab a burger and walk out of the thing, and it will charge your phone.
You don't got to take your tickets.
They have a cash register that goes, cha-ching.
No, they ain't got no cash register. They like, do you have fruit, beans? What are you giving us and to barter? Can you braid hair?
Bye.
But yeah, it was still memorable. I know I'm going to meet her again. And when I do, I'm going to go ahead. I literally cried when they were doing her introduction. I was standing there just sobbing because she is, she like, I wish y'all could have been there to hear how good she sounded. It was unreal. Unreal. 10 out of 10.
Patty, Stephanie, Shaka and Gladys. Who was the, what was the order?
Gladys went first so she could go back to bed. Stephanie went next because people aren't as, even though Stephanie killed it, like no doubt about it, she's probably the least bringing people to the show.
Yeah.
And then we didn't know who was going to be next. We didn't know if it was going to be Patty or Shaka. Thank God it was Patty.
Yeah.
Patty was up there singing whatever note came to her heart. It didn't matter if it went with the song. She was just,
she has such stage presence, though.
What'd you say?
She has such stage presence.
Oh, I can watch her all day. I won't know what's about to come out of her mouth. I mean, multiple times we hollered because we were like, when did this note get in this song? when did this get here?
That rise up thing you did, she did that a couple times at Essence.
Oh, she squalled and squawked the entire time. Then had six men come up there and sing Creole Lady Marmalade from the audience. So the whole last part of her show was karaoke, pretty much. of niggas who couldn't sing nor dance for the most part.
She seawalked at the show I went to. It was great.
I know. She didn't seawalk with us. But she was still her funny self.
Yeah, but she's funny.
Shaka Khan came out like she's been in some singer's boot camp for the past year. Like she came out like she is polished. It was great.
I love that for you. All right. It's late on the West Coast. I mean, East Coast. And we just flew in today. I'm tired. I don't want to give y'all a meme. So we'll see y'all. Patreon, we'll see y'all a little later this week. We'll figure out that time. God bless y'all. I'm finna go to bed. I'm tired. I had a great time. I hope you guys did too. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.
Goodbye.
Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. For you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.